Now, people have the big question, the $6 million question on this tour, apart from what do you think of England's performance in the World Cup, has been. No, it hasn't been that. It's been Billy Bragg, is communism dead? So I'm like, you know, well, first I always come back and say, well, first, you know, tell me what your definition, your personal definition of what communism is. And if they define Stalinism or Brezhnevism or state capitalism or any kind of totalitarian regime where human rights are dumped on and people can't, you know, kind of survive in any kind of means, I'll say, yeah, hopefully all those things are dead, are finished, are over. But when it comes to the core, when it comes to the core parts of socialism, when it comes to the real things, the ideals before they were perverted, that are at the very core of it. And if you wonder what those ideals are, things like free healthcare, free education, decent housing, stuff like that, those ideals. No, those ideals are not dead. And they won't die either, because socialism came to be born because capitalism failed to deliver the benefits of society to the majority of its people. And until capitalism can do that, then socialism will always be alive and always be valid. And if you're wondering how, after all the things that have gone down in Eastern Europe, I've got the gall to stand here and tell you I'm a socialist. Well, that's because that's what I am, and I don't want to kid you anything about it. I'm not going to change my name like Exxon and get a new name or any shit like that. We on the left are honest. We are socialists. Why don't the Republican Party call themselves the Capitalist Party of America? No, because they want to kid you that everybody could be a member of their party. Why don't the Democrats call themselves the Friendly Capitalist Party of America? They wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare. They lie and use other words. We on the left, we're democratic socialists. That's what we are. And we are honest about it. And if you wonder if things can be cured and dealt with in a collective way, how the fuck else are we going to deal with the environment? You think free market capitalism is going to make the environment better? Forget it. Forget it. In the end, it's got to be dealt with collectively by all of us taking a small responsibility and then doing other things. And that is what socialism is. It's responsibility. Taking responsibility for the things that are fucked up around you, taking responsibility for other people. And the bottom line to me as a socialist is this: unless you've loved someone with all your heart or allowed yourself to be loved by another individual, unless you've felt these feelings, you can't be a socialist, because socialism fundamentally is about loving and caring for absolute strangers. That's the bottom line of it. And so, I'm going to sing you a song now that may sound as if it's a victory of rude thoughts, sir, over ideology, but it says, I don't want to change the world, I'm just looking for another girl. But I sing it to you because I believe that although ideology is important, people and the happiness of people is more important. And we can't expect the peoples of Eastern Europe who have been oppressed and who have been the slaves of capitalism for the last 40 years to just happily charge right across to the other extreme and become the slaves of the free market. The free market, the same as ideology, should serve people rather than continually exploiting them and making their lives difficult to lead. So there's a great debate going on. There's a great debate going on about what socialism could be, what it should be. There's even talk about, you know, just collectivism and that ideal and moving that ideal on. And that debate carries on, it will go on. I'll continue to throw my idea in the air. Lots of other people will continue. But don't think in your mind that it will never happen here. Not in America, people say, it will never. This country, 100 years ago, had some of the great socialist minds of the turn of the century working here. Eugene Debs, the whole attitude was Emma Goldman, people like that. It can happen here. It's happened here before. Just because it's been rewritten out of your history, don't lose it. Anyway, I want to finish off with this song and sing it to you because I believe that a singer-songwriter who can love is better used to you than a singer-songwriter that just does really interesting interviews.